Okay. I don't know about you guys, but I'm pretty fucking queer. So I don't know how to describe my sexuality. I'll just that's for a different time. But this guy. Oh my God. I just Do you ever have people where you just really, really want to like shake grab them by the face and shake them until their teeth rattle? That's how I was. Okay, so basically, I used to go to this art school down in SoCal, and the school is literally one of the most accepting places I've ever been in my entire life, and a huge majority of the friends that I made there are somewhere on the LGBT spectrum. And this guy, Jesus. I just, my levels of disgust with people who do this, like, shot through the roof when I saw this on Facebook. And it's just like, this guy, he's a quote unquote street preacher. And so he stood outside my school, my old school, with a sign that said some shit like, repent if you're like Catholic, Islamic, gay, lesbian, I don't even know. It's just like one of those generic, oh, you're gonna go to hell if you don't repent and accept Jesus or whatever. And it's just squeezing my phone really hard. I don't want to break it. God damn it. This guy. He was street preaching in front of this school that is most definitely a safe place for LGBT youth. And, he was telling them like shit like you're gonna go to hell if you don't like repent or and things like that. I think I already said that, but whatever. And he was the thing that really gets me about this is that he was like he had the balls to record this. Fifth the Fuck, how long? Yeah, 15 or just about 15 minutes of footage of minors who did not give their permission to be filmed. Their parents did not give permission to be for them to be filmed. And he didn't tell them that they were being recorded. So you've got all these like private, like sort of private. As much as anything can be private at a charter school, but you've got all these conversations going on in the background, and that's like some people in the comments are saying that this is a method of free speech. I think that's complete crap, and it's just it's really infuriating, and I'm just like, ah. Can I go back down south for like a day or two and get this guy, like, I don't know, put a restraint on him or something? I don't know. I'm not happy about this. I don't know anyone. I don't. None of my friends are happy about this. I don't. I don't know. This just really hit a nerve with me, I guess, and I needed to verbally rant about it because I'm that kind of person and it made me really angry. Yeah, so, have a nice day. I hope it's better than mine.